Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, my name's Phil Sansom, and this week we're getting down and dirty with this question from listener Julie.
I'm wondering if there's any science around the wash, rinse, repeat method that manufacturers tell us is the best way to use their shampoos, or is it just a really clever way of getting us to use more? Thank you.
There is actually science behind the double hair wash method, and it's not a ploy to get you to buy more shampoo.
That is Sally Ann Tarver, who's a trichologist, someone who studies and treats the hair and scalp. And while Sally Ann says this wash, rinse, repeat isn't just marketing hocus pocus, it's also not always necessary.
It is really dependent on how often you wash your hair. If it's short and you wash it every day, then no, you don't need to shampoo it twice, as your hair hasn't had time to get oily. If you use a lot of product, you haven't washed it for a couple of days, or it's longer or thick, you will need to wash it twice.
Now, the reason has to do with how the soap or cleanser in the shampoo works.
The soap or cleanser molecules, micelles, can only hold so much dirt. Micelles are molecules that have one end electrostatically drawn to dirt and the other end drawn to water. As you shampoo your hair, the micelles are attracted to the dirt, oil or product and kind of engulf it. Then when it's rinsed out, the water-loving micelle end is drawn to the water and the dirt is rinsed away with it. Micelles can only hold so much dirt.
So to get at that really stubborn oiliness, you might be better off with two washes, just with less shampoo.
The first shampoo, you may not get a lather, but those micelles are attracting a lot of dirt, which is then rinsed out. The second shampoo removes any remaining oil, product, etc.
Eva Proudman from the Institute of Trichologists agrees, and she says the advice changes depending on what you get up to.
If you love hair products and lavish them on your hair, then two shampoos will most probably be required to ensure that they are fully removed. If you wear a hat or head covering all day, or work in an environment that produces pollution, then again, the two-stage shampoo is for you. Those who suffer with dandruff, seborrheic dermatitis or psoriasis, regular shampooing can help to manage the scalp environment, so it's a must. If you are experiencing a flare-up in symptoms, wash, rinse and repeat can really help to calm the flaking, itching and inflammation.
Thanks to Eva Proudman and Sally Ann Tarver. Next time, we're digging through the dump to answer this question from Johnny.
Does burying paper in a landfill sequester carbon?
Do you know the answer? If so, join the discussion on our forum, that's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, do get in touch. Email it to chris@nakedscientists.com, send it to our web form online, that's nakedscientists.com/question, or we're always on Twitter or Facebook. And that's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound. Perfect music for audio and video productions.